And welcome back to Mindset Monday. I'm Gene Zanetti, your coast-to-coast mindset coach from Wrestling Mindset, bringing you the best available wrestling-specific mindset information anywhere in the country. Good evening, everyone. Merry Christmas, December 26th, and Happy Hanukkah to our Jewish callers. And welcome back. Again, Mindset Monday, same place, same channel every week. 9 p.m. Eastern Time, every Monday night. Simple topic of the night, and I wanted to keep it short and simple. I know during holiday time, it's schedules are crazy. The big thing I wanted to talk about was aggressiveness. A lot of times parents talking to us about, parents say, my kid isn't aggressive enough. He doesn't go after it. He holds back. He's too cautious. He's too tentative. And I know we spoke about this briefly with the killer instinct and developing the alter ego. But there's also a certain attitude that I wanted to make very clear. In our Wrestling Mindset program, we have four main principles, four things that we make all of our teams. We want all of our teams, all of our individuals saying this before every practice and after every practice, the four mindset principles. Number one, I'm thankful for the opportunity to wrestle. Number two, I'm aggressive and relentless. Number three, I have no fear of losing or making mistakes. And number four, I never, ever give up. I want to focus on number three. I have no fear of losing or making mistakes. Now, we hate to lose. Great competitors hate to lose. There's no doubt about that. What I'm talking about is having the fear of losing and making mistakes. Okay, no one likes to make mistakes. No one likes to lose, but we can't let that cripple us. We can't let that keep us from taking action. So when parents come to us and they ask, how do I make my kid more aggressive? How do I make them, they're still too friendly, they're still too nice on the mat, they're too cautious, they don't take as many chances. I say we have to prioritize and reinforce aggressiveness, more important than winning or losing. So what does this look like? When your kid wins, whether your kid loses, you don't react, you don't respond too much to the winning or losing, you can acknowledge it, but you don't have an emotional reaction to the win or the loss. You have the emotional reaction to their level of aggressiveness. So if they're aggressive that match, that's what you respond to. You say, hey, that was a great job. You were offensive. You were going after it. That was great. And if they weren't so much aggressive, if they were holding on to a lead, if they were just trying to keep the match close against a really good wrestler, I know sometimes if I was wrestling someone really good and I knew if I kept it within 1 or 2 points, maybe people would compliment me after the match. My dad would say, hey, that was great. You wrestled a close match against that kid. When really I knew I wasn't aggressive at all. That's when we got to say to the kid, hey, it's more important. I'd rather you get beat bad than to hold back, than to not pull the trigger. So being aggressive has to be more important to you than winning or losing the match. Okay, I know you probably hear us a lot at Wrestling Mindset talk about the importance of aggressiveness. But now I'm talking about how we respond to a match. When our team walks off of your coach, you respond more emotionally to the level of aggressiveness than you do the win or the loss. That's very, very important. Kids and wrestlers, we sometimes have a difficult time hearing things right away. But wrestlers are very quick to pick up on how our parents and how our coaches are feeling. We are very sensitive to the body language of our coaches, of our parents, the people around us. So the best thing you can do as a coach or a parent, emotionally respond to the level of aggressiveness, not the win or the loss. And that's a difficult thing to do because that's going to set you apart from any other coach. That's going to set you apart from any other parent. Other people are going to be focusing on the outcome. You have to be the person who focuses on the effort, the attitude, and the aggressiveness. The way you wrestle has to be more important than the outcome to you. When you do that, you're not going to have the same fear of losing or making mistakes. You're going to be more aggressive. You're going to take more chances. You're going to be more ferocious on that. It's just that simple. We can't overemphasize the outcome of the match. That is absolutely a mindset. Wrestling, school, and your life. In school, too. Sometimes we focus too much on the grades, on the GPA, on the SAT score, or our talent level, how naturally smart we are in one subject versus another. And now what I want you to focus on is how well prepared were you for the test? Did you study a good amount of time? Did you study properly? Some people need to use flashcards. Some people need to study with a partner. Some people need to study with silence. What is it that you need? So start emphasizing your effort, your attitude, and your aggressiveness. Don't focus on the outcome. And the same thing is true in any other areas in your life. We focus too much on the outcome. Did I get the job? Did I get the date? Did I make a certain amount of money? Do I drive a certain car? That's not what we focus on. Focus on the things within your control. The way you compete, the way you live, the spirit of how you do things is more important than what you actually do. Actually, I just read this in one of my spiritual books recently. But the spirit in which we do an action is far more important than the action itself. And I'm going to repeat that again. The spirit in which we do an action is more important than the action itself. And that's not something that's stressed in our society. It's all about the outcome. So once you tweak that mentally, things change. You're going to compete better. You're going to compete more fearlessly. And you're going to get your hand raised a lot more. We want you to win. We don't like losing either. We don't like making mistakes. But we understand it's part of the process. So as coaches, as teammates, as family members, start emphasizing the aggressiveness, the effort, the attitude. Downplay the win or the loss. In the long run, it's really going to help you in every single area of your life. Short and simple message. Mindset Monday. Listen to it, re-listen to it, and start to live it. Most importantly, we want to live it. We say to ourselves, I already knew this. Great. How well am I applying this? Anytime you say to yourself, I already know this, ask yourself, how well am I applying this? And usually it's a very different answer. I actually read that in my Rich Dad, Poor Dad book about entrepreneurship and a different mindset towards career goals. But it's not, I already know this. It's how well am I applying it? Stop emphasizing the outcome. Start emphasizing the way in which you do things. Like they say, it's not what you do, it's how you do it. Let's start living that. That's the Mindset Monday of the night. We're going to be doing spiritual strength at 10 p.m. We want to keep it short and simple for you during this holiday weekend. Make sure you apply these lessons. Check out our website, wrestlingmindset.com. Email us with any wrestling mindset specific questions, wrestlingmindset@gmail.com. Make sure you like us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, all the social media. We're constantly pumping out great information. We're up there on Track Wrestling. We've been up there for some time now. Make sure you sign up for your free one-on-one trial session on our website. That's the best thing you can do right now. Sign up for your free one-on-one trial at WrestlingMindset.com. Keep the ball rolling. Make it a great season. Don't just make it a good season. Make it a great season. Control everything that's within your control. Your effort, your attitude, your aggressiveness. Let's get this mindset thing squared away. Let's get our minds right for this season. We still have time to make a big change doing this one-on-one program between now and the end of the year. We'll talk to everyone later on tonight. 10 p.m. Spiritual Strength Call. Thank you for calling, and good night.